Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Play music from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis all day. The day it's announced, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, a man has joined us many times before, Dr. Scott Jensen is with us. Scott, of course, is running to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. The Republican endorsement process will come to a conclusion on May 14th on a number of topics for Scott. Always a pleasure, sir. It is now a day plus after the news came out of a leaked and still large questions on who leaked this, but the leaked draft, which would overturn Roe v. Wade in this country, turn it into a states' rights issue. Clearly, you are someone who has spoken out and reacted when Governor Walz said it won't happen on my watch, and you basically said, well, your watch isn't going to last real long. If you are the next governor, sir, what will be the policy of the state of Minnesota regarding abortion, and be as specific as possible?
In Minnesota, we have a significant special situation, Chad, because we have Roe v. Gomez, and the legislature will be critically involved. But as governor, I want Minnesota to be a pro-life state. So any legislation that would come to my desk, I would sign it to reduce or eliminate abortions. I think that you made a very sage comment, and I thought that I read about that in the last couple of days as well, regarding the issue of the federal government declaring or the state's rights. And I think what we're going to see is each state's going to grapple with this on their own. And I think that that's healthy. But I think it's also the way the founding fathers wanted it. So I think that definitely I would sign the bills to make Minnesota as pro-life as we can be.
Would you have any exceptions at all regarding abortion, or would, if ideally you could have the bill as you would like it, completely and totally eliminate abortion from the state?
I think protection of the mother's life is something that's very, very important to me, because I think my view of life is it begins at conception. So we have two lives that are, so to speak, in the balance. So if a mother's life is in danger, I think that that would have to be a medical consideration and an area for potential exception.
No exceptions for rape or incest?
Unless a mother's life is in danger.
There are many, Scott, who in the main are with you, who believe this is murder. Do you think it's murder?
In the sense that it's taking a life, I do. But I'll be honest with you, Chad. We have to live together. And I don't like the polarizing words, because I think sometimes that keeps us apart. So to me, I think abortion is taking a life. And I think I can be clear about that and still be sensitive. I don't want to use inflammatory words if I'm trying to work with others to find a path so that Minnesota can move forward. I think it's really important.
So the polling nationally seems to show, across the spectrum, anywhere from low to mid-50s to low to mid-70s in favor of keeping Roe v. Wade. The numbers are very similar in Minnesota, if not higher. What do you say to the populace in this state if it's 60-70% who do not want Roe v. Wade eliminated, or in particular the legal language which allows it here in the state of Minnesota?
My understanding, because of what the Supreme Court in Minnesota has already decided, is that in order for that to be overturned, that we would have to have a constitutional amendment. So it would come to the Minnesota people. And I think that obviously as an elected official, you'd have to abide by that. But I believe polls have varied substantially. And some polls I've read have indicated that clearly the majority of people want to have a pro-life policy in place. Now, whether or not they want this or this or this is difficult to determine. But I think it would be my estimation that if we put a thoughtful, measured bill in front of the people of Minnesota to become a much stronger or completely pro-life state, I think it would pass by the people.
Yeah, Scott, I don't remember seeing any polling in the state of Minnesota where it's over 50% who want to eliminate abortions availability. Are you saying you've seen that polling where it's over 50% want to end access to abortions?
I don't remember exactly the language of the polls. There have been so many over the last 6 years, and that's really been the period of time that I've been, you know, most involved since I was in the Senate and now as a governor's candidate. But I just know that polls, it can oftentimes be, if you will, crafted in such a way that they'll say what perhaps the author of the poll wants it to say or slant it that way. So I couldn't actually go into specifics on that with you, Chad.
Scott Jensen is with us, running to be the next governor of the state. There are many individuals, Scott, who have looked at this leak and the way Justice Alito worded it, and nothing is official yet, and I'll say for the second time, absolutely should be investigated on who leaked this vitally important information. Worry, the way Justice Alito talked about rooted in history and the privacy clause, and worry about, okay, if this means abortion and Roe v. Wade is not available, what happens to, as an example, same-sex marriage? If Scott Jensen is the next governor of Minnesota, would you like to see same-sex marriage ended as a possibility here in the state of Minnesota?
Absolutely not. That's a settled law, and I think that's done. I'm not interested in re-litigating or re-legislating any of that. I think for me, Chad, perhaps it's a little naive on my part, but this is a fairly straightforward issue for me. This is a life. When we have conception and implantation into a uterus, we have a life. And this life is, if you will, sort of speak, renting the uterus until he or she can sustain life independently. And once we get to a certain point along the gestation, we know that that child could emerge early and still do just fine. So for me, it's a life issue, and I don't think this has anything to do with gay rights or the previous legislation that's taken place in regards to gay marriage, and I would not seek to do that at all.
I want to ask you about this report about what you said to 3rd Congressional District Republicans April 23rd. I'm going to read from a Star Tribune story where you're quoted. We, you're talking about fellow Republicans, are not voter suppressors. We have a simple attitude. Make sure that every ballot in the box belongs there. Make sure that it's easy to vote, hard to cheat, and if you cheat, you're going to jail. And Steve Simon, who is the Secretary of State, you maybe better check out to see if you look in stripes, because you've gotten away with too much, too long under Attorney General Ellison, and the hammer's coming down. Tell me specifically what law Steve Simon broke.
The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed his position in regards to extending ballot arrival by a week. And when they did that, they said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. One of the judges said the Constitution recognizes something else, namely that the design of electoral procedures is at the bottom a job for the legislature. And it was Simon, the ruling says, who disrupted the status quo by putting the consent decree in play through the courts rather than working through lawmakers. Steve Simon then went on to say, well, he thinks the courts got it wrong. He tried to get that done with the legislature prior to that, Chad, and he couldn't get it done. So he was very comfortable doing an end run around legislative responsibilities. So that would be the big one. I think that there were others that troubled me deeply, particularly waiving the witness signature requirement for, or relaxing the witness signature requirement for absentee ballots. If he didn't violate his oath of office to uphold the Constitution of Minnesota, he didn't have anything to worry about. That's why I think in my, and you just said it, I said, and Steve Simon, you maybe better check out to see how you're looking stripes. Because I honestly think that he has had free rein because he's got a liberal governor, a liberal attorney general. All five constitutional officers are clearly in the same camp with him. And I'm saying, you know, you've gotten away with too much too long. He tried to get these things done during the legislative session and couldn't. And so he went around. And I think we're seeing some of these things pop up, Chad. We have reports of one fellow is going to be going to jail soon for fraud. Then there's another case where this fellow who violated what you're supposed to do in terms of requirements, in terms of helping a nursing home patient or someone else vote. You're supposed to be 18. You're supposed to have a pre-existing relationship. And this fellow didn't, this fellow named Moose Muhammad. I think that we really can stop calling people names. That's why I started out my comments at that CD3, Chad, because I said, we're not voter suppressors. And frankly, it seems like anytime anybody has a problem with someone else's view, they just throw, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Can't we stop the name calling and just talk about the fact that 30 to 40, maybe even 50% of Minnesotans feel a bit disenfranchised and they feel that our election process could be improved and could be better? And do they feel that Steve Simon has been an open voice to entertain parties on both sides of the aisle? And I don't think they do.
But let me jump in, Scott.
Okay.
There's a difference between isolated examples of fraud, which should not be tolerated, I agree, but sadly happen at the local, state, and federal level versus widespread fraud. There's also, to me, a difference of people wanting the election process to be better. But when you're saying, let's try to get away from the name calling, and you're saying the Secretary of State better check out and see how he looks in stripes. Isn't that hypocrisy? You may be the next governor of the state of Minnesota, and you're basically saying Steve Simon should prepare himself for jail. Isn't that pretty pointed and pretty partisan itself?
I said, if you're cheating, then go to jail. So if he's cheating, then absolutely he has every reason to be nervous. But if he's not, if he can look in the mirror and say, I didn't lie, I didn't cheat, I didn't steal, I upheld my oath to the best of my ability, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But that's not what it looks like when you see the Circuit Court of Appeals reversing what he did, which was in the final hours before the election. It looks to many and to me like Steve Simon, when they talk about him being a principled Secretary of State, I don't know what that means, but I think he has his principles that he's going to try to elevate. I think I would have different principles that I would try to elevate. Senator Mary Kiffmeyer, when she was Secretary of State, had different principles. But I think that this is, I mean, look at it this way, Chad. I have been investigated five different times by the Board of Medical Practice, by people's complaints who never met me, who never saw me as a physician. And that's fair game. But here we got.
Have you met Steve Simon?
Oh, yeah. I worked with Steve Simon when I was in the Senate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you think he engaged in criminal behavior then?
I didn't say that he behaved in criminal behavior. I said that if you get caught cheating, go to jail. And Steve Simon maybe better check. I was basically telling him, you better do a gut check, Steve Simon. Because quite frankly,
I don't want to jump in too much. You said you've gotten away with too much, too long under Ellison, and the hammer's coming down.
Exactly. And the hammer would be auditing, accountability. If I'm governor, that's going to happen. Because frankly, I don't understand, Chad, how not everybody doesn't see it the way I'm seeing it, because we got to do better. Everywhere I go, Chad, across the state of Minnesota, these are not nutcakes, fruitcakes, conspiracy theorists that are concerned about the integrity of our elections. These are good Minnesotans. Everywhere I go, they're passionately concerned. Will we have a fair and honest election in November? I don't think it's appropriate for you or Steve Simon or anybody else just to throw them under the bus and say, oh, they're fruitcakes. They are not fruitcakes. They are the backbone of Minnesota.
Will you abide by the endorsement process on May 14th? And if you don't get it, will you end your campaign?
I will abide by the endorsement process.
One last question. You have spoken highly of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Obviously, a great deal of conversation about a recent bill on what is taught, what is not taught for kindergartners through third grade. And then his reaction towards Walt Disney World and taking away that exemption, which has been a part of Disney going back to the 60s, which may cost taxpayers up to $1 billion. When he talked about this, he used the actual phrase woke business. Are you worried if governor is going to attack businesses that philosophically, politically, he doesn't agree with? And if you're governor, would you do the same?
I don't know the ins and outs of the Disney DeSantis situation, but I certainly think that we have allowed government to extend its hands and arms into private business far too much. And I think many businesses have tried to comply with government mandates or, if you will, government preferences. I sit on a bank board. And we constantly are barraged with, well, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this. And so, no, I'm not going to be attacking private businesses. And I don't know the specifics of Disney and DeSantis. But I do think that we have got to stop this wokeism, I mean, it started with political correctness quite a long time ago. And it's gotten to the point where we're being theatrical. We're virtue signaling. We're trying to sometimes make ourselves feel good about ourselves. Sometimes we're trying to make our company feel like they're complying. I think that's a big part of even a lot of the policies that have occurred over the last 26 months. And so I'm not going to be attacking private businesses, but I'm not certain that that's what DeSantis was doing either. I think he was looking potentially at an exemption that had not been provided to comparably sized companies. And that he said, you know, we need to relook at this.
I think it's pretty clear that he went after Disney when they didn't agree with where he stood. I have to go. I always appreciate you coming on. You know, we'll reach out again. And thanks so much.
Chad, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Jensen here on CCO. Okay, I made the decision to try to go longer with Mike Osterholm and Scott Jensen. That the trade-off is, and it's not a great trade-off, we just have two other small segments, and it's really better for radio purposes to not do this, but I wanted to give each an opportunity in their areas of specialty and relevance to get an opportunity. So this is short. Linda's construction time check is 158. Any issues with your gutters? Go with Andy Lindis and go with the company that I use. And Adam Carter uses Lindis Construction. Belsky on the market when we come back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.